Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Ayin Dalet Omud Beis. We're the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we begin a brand new siman today, siman Shin Lamed Gimel, which deals with the halachos Shelo Lufanos Otzor B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to empty out a storehouse or warehouse on Shabbos, and we'll see what this is talking about in a moment. The Mechaber begins, Sif Aleph. Otsar shel tvua o shel kadayayin. If a person has a storehouse that is filled with wheat or that is filled with barrels of wine, afal pi shemutur listapik menu. There's nothing muktzah about these things. These are perfectly edible items over here. The grain that he has over here is edible. The wine that he has over here is edible. So there's certainly nothing wrong in taking these for their purpose of using them for eating or drinking. Nevertheless, Osur lahaskubo lefanoso el levar mitzvah. If you're using it to go and get that space available for you, it's not that you want the wine or the grain that's stored over there, but you want that place. So you're not allowed to go lechatchila on Shabbos and go and empty out that space unless you're doing it for a dvar mitzvah. What do we mean for a dvar mitzvah? What purpose would you possibly have for that storage area? So he says, for example, kigon. Shepino, you're emptying it out over here, liachnosas orchim, in order to have guests come over there. O likboa bo beis medish, or to have a shir over there, to set that up as a larger area where you can have people sitting and learning, listening to a shir, for example. So in these situations, even on Shabbos itself, you'd be allowed to start emptying it out. But otherwise, you wouldn't be allowed to empty out lichatchila, to start doing it on Shabbos, to remove the perfectly kosher and perfectly usable items in there, not for themselves, but for that space. Now, we said a mouthful over here. Now, let's look inside the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph. What are we talking about over here? That these are things, the wine or the grain over here, shemutu l'stapik menu, there's absolutely nothing wrong with them. They're perfectly good, l'macholo, for your eating, or l'maychol b'hemta, or for your animals, to feed them this grain over here, she'ena mukta. In other words, these things aren't mukta. So we're not talking here about a problem that you're not allowed to move them because they're mukta. And we, in fact, hold the Kaimalon Rabbi Shimon, the Lesle Muktza, Elabagrograros, Vitzimukim, Shi Niach Liavshan. That we hold like Rabbi Shimon, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, we hold like the more lenient opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that there is no concept of Muktza when it comes to food items over here, with the exception of Grogros and Smukim. These are basically drying fruits that are in the process of becoming dried fruits. For example, coming to become dried figs or dried raisins over here. And when you leave them out to dry, they go from being edible to a stage of being inedible to a stage of being edible. And when they're in this inedible middle stage over here, when they go from being a food item to being a non-food item for a period of time, when they're being dried out over here, there's some point in the middle when they're not edible at all. So that's the only thing that Rabbi Shimon says. When you designate something for grogros and smukim usage eventually, so then when they're in this in-between stage over here, they are muktzah, even according to Rabbi Shimon. And the reasoning is, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Mishum, didachinhu biyadayim. You have directly made these items muktzah with your hands. Velo chazion, and they're no longer edible, achis yabshu, until they become dried out and become dried fruit. And we've already learned these halachos. Ukamo shekosov b'simin shin yud sif beis. We had these halachos in terms of what is muktzah, not earlier. Now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, mikol makom, here we're not dealing with that over here. It's not a question of muktzah. In Eino Rotzeh L'Stapik Menu, here, we're not talking that you want the wine, you want the grain over here. What do you want? L'haskel bo l'fanoso, you want the space over here. So that, also lasos kein l'dvar ha-rishos. You're not allowed to do that for the first time on Shabbos. That would be forbidden over here if you're not doing it for a mitzvah purpose, if you're only doing it for your own personal usage over here. And the reasoning is, Vatam, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mishum Tircha, because it's excessive work over here. This is brought down in the name of the Beis Yosef in the Shaar Tzion Os Beis, or in Os Gimel in the Shaar Tzion, he says from the Bach, O Mishum Uvdin Dechol, because it's like a weekday activity which the rabbis prohibited. So what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here to explain this machaber is, we're not talking here where you need the grain or the wine. That's perfectly acceptable to take as much as you want. But we're talking here that you want to clear out the space of your storehouse, your warehouse over here, so that you're not allowed to do for the first time on Shabbos, either because it's excessive work or because it looks too much like a weekday activity. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sif Katan Beis. You're not allowed to start doing this on Shabbos. And he says, Ha'inu afilu pachos me'arba v'chomesh kupos. Even if you're only going to do this for a very small amount, less than four or five containers you're going to move. U'mashma, from this we understand, dim hiskel me'arib Shabbos, that if you did start this on Erev Shabbos to remove some of the containers that are in the storehouse, shari lefanos b'Shabbos, then you're allowed to continue removing them on Shabbos, but pachos me'arba v'chomesh kupos, af l'davar rishus, then you are allowed to continue doing this, but you have to do this less than four or five containers, even though you're doing it for a davar rishus, you're still allowed to do this. If you started doing it on Friday, for example, you're allowed to continue doing it in a small amount on Shabbos. The Shaar Etzion Oz Hei brings down, ayin in the Taz, shochiach delo mahani, afilu behislu meir of Shabbos, kivin shu rishus. The Taz disagrees over here and says that even if you started this on Erev Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to continue doing it on Shabbos if you're doing it for a non-mitzvah purpose. You're doing it just for, you want to have a place to play. Vahama ayin, however, the Chofetz Chaim tells us over here that if you look carefully over there, yira kol rayosav eino ella de arba v'chomesh kupos osu lefanus l'rishuso afilu kehishu meir of Shabbos. His whole raya is that you can't do a large amount there, four or five containers. Avo b'pachos mizeh, but less than four or five containers, ain loshem raya de'aser. Even the Taz doesn't have a raya that would be forbidden. And he says, loshen abraisa, de'ein maschilin bi'otzar t'chila, and that which the language of the braisa says that you're not allowed to start doing this on Shabbos l'chatchila, the first place, mashma dafka k'shamaschil b'Shabbos, that's only talking about when you're doing it for the first time on Shabbos. Alkein ein l'hachmer was there, and therefore, Chofetz Chaim concludes, you don't have to be machmer over here like the opinion of the Taz, or befrat shahar bi'achronim, and he says, this is true, that you don't have to be machmer like the Taz, because many disagree with the Taz. For example, the Tosef Shabbos, the Shulchan Atzishitim, Chayyadim all disagree with the Taz, and they all bring down the opinion of the Magen Avraham LaHalacha that you're allowed to go and do this. However, the Chofetz Chaim does conclude, he says, you shouldn't do five boxes over here, you shouldn't be makel over here, because the rayas of the Taz for five boxes are in fact good, in the Chochos, that's good proof. He brings down likewise that the Vilna Gaon holds its way too, that for five kupos, for a davar rishus, you're not allowed to go and do it on Shabbos, even though you began on Erev Shabbos, and that's why the Chofetz Chaim says, I concluded in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Stam way that I did, that you can do less than four or five boxes, but you can't do more than four or five boxes if you started even on Erev Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel writes that you're allowed to go and remove them if you're doing it for a dvar mitzvah. However, avomutu laso shvil beraglov lekan lekan. Let's say you're not doing it for a dvar mitzvah, but you just want to establish a pathway over there. So you can't push them aside with your feet, the boxes one way or the other, so some to the left, some to the right, in order to create a path to walk by. Derech halichaso v'yotziyoso, that you can get in and you can get out. Dezehu lo havi b'chal pinoy. That's not called that you're clearing your storehouse over here. That is permitted to go and do, making a path. The issue footnote number 3 brings down, the Avshemuta Lasso Shvil Baraglov, even though you are allowed to go make this path with your legs, so Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal nevertheless says, Mikomokom Nira Shein Lefanos Hakol, Mitzorch Lashima, you still shouldn't clear all of them in order to make this path, you should leave some over there. Because if you don't, Shim Lo Yasekein, Yish Lochush Shemo Yavo Li Hashvuz Gumos. The whole reason behind this over here is that when you clear the path, you may see that you have holes in the ground, and you may come to fill in the holes, so you have a nice smooth ground over here, and that would be the issue of Yashve Gumos. So therefore, even if you're allowed to do this, i.e. you're allowed to make a path, don't make all of the space moved, leave some of the space there so you won't come to go clear the ground. The issue footnote number 4 brings down, the kivin shofen zeh shalpinu yaotza nechsha kitiltu minatzad begufo, when you're going in pushing with your feet the packages, the boxes, to one side, that's allowed because it's called tiltu minatzad with your body, and we learned in Simen Shin Ches that that's permissible to do, af l'tzorech ha-mukta atzmo, even for the mukta item itself, kigon she-meisiso litzdodim kidesh lo yifase, so you're allowed to do this in order that they shouldn't get lost, lo-rakide-lefanos mokum l'maver, and not only for the purposes of making a path. So, the opinion here would be that even though you're doing it for the benefit of the item that's mukta itself, or the item that you're wanting to just push aside to protect itself, and not that you want a path so much, that's still allowed. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish disagrees. He says, "Pinu yaotza ayde tiltul hatvua beraglov eina mutter ela kishosa kein bederech hilucho." He says the only way you're allowed to do this is if you need the path over here. You're pushing it aside with your feet in order to allow you to get in and get out. But if your kavana is not for the path, but your kavana is over here to go and push these boxes to the side for whatever reason, so then he says you're not allowed to do this. And he's medakti from the Lashon of Rashi in the Gemara in Shabbos, who writes, the mefane beraglov lekan ulekan derech halichoso delo havi tiltul. It's only derech halichoso delo havi tiltul. And he says, umashma shein hetel asos kein elot bederech halichoso. You're only allowed to do this if you're doing it for the path, but not for the item itself. Finally, Dirsh footnote number 5 brings down over here, the kivin shatamu shasias shvil baraglav eno nechsheves pinoy. When you're pushing them to the side in order to make the path, that's not considered that you're emptying out the storehouse over here. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal therefore brings down shemistaver shlo yitiru lefanos b'derech halichoso elo ad he kupos v'lo yoser. He says likewise the rule that you're only allowed to go and move a couple of boxes applies over here and not more than 5 boxes. Then the Mishmur continues in Sukkot and Dal, and he says, you're allowed to do this, however, Lidvar Mitzvah, which the Mechaber said, for example, was you needed to house guests over there, or you're setting up a shir over there, a base medrash over there. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Vafilu b'inyan sheyesh bo torach yoser, even if this is going to involve a lot of work over here, for example, you're going to have to move the boxes someplace. You're going to l'hagbiyam, you're going to have to lift them up, or l'shal shalom, or you're going to have to lower them down through the windows, b'chalonos, shebakosel, in the wall, in order to get them out of there. Or l'orid them esulamos, or to go and take them through ladders, or l'taltalum migal ligag, or to move them from one rooftop to another rooftop, even though there's going to be excessive tircha, if you're doing it l'dvar mitzvah, it is perfectly permissible. Now, the Mechaber continues and he writes, the Ketzad Mifaneyu, how do you actually go about doing this pinuy over here, this removal of the boxes in the permissible fashion? So, the Mechaber writes, Im hayo ha'otzar gadol, if it's a large storehouse area over here, Mifanu mimenu chamesh kupos, you're allowed to go move 5 boxes over here. And the Ramah says, each box is a certain size, should be called kupos shlosho sim, a certain volume inside these boxes, and he brings it down for the Mordechai and the Ran. And that's what you're allowed to do, and no more. The Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sivkot and Hay, that these 5 boxes over here, below Yoser, you're not allowed to do more than that, Mishum Tircha. That would be excessive work, as we've already pointed out in Sivkot and Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. The issue footnote number 7 brings down a question from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. What would be the halacha bedin kupa achas if you have 1 box, but it's a very large box, and it has more than 3 soyim in it? Would you be allowed to go and move that one or not? O Shema Osu Lefanos, maybe it's forbidden over there, Afilu kupa achas, kivin sheish ba mishum tirchi yaser b'shabbos, because it's excessive work. Or do we say, no, 5 boxes is called excessive work, and if you're only moving 1 box, and it's a large box, that's not called excessive work. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is left with a suffix. The Mechaber continues and he writes, what happens if there aren't 5 boxes over there? Lo yabo elo chamesh kupos, you only have 5 boxes over there. So then, don't remove all of them. Mefana mehem arba kupos, and only remove 4 of the 5 boxes over there, because avo kulo lo yefane, don't remove all the boxes, because now you'll have the entire floor visible. And the gzera that we pointed out before applies. Shema yavo lihashvos gumos, you'll see that there are holes in the floor, you'll come to fill in the holes in the floor to make it nice and smooth, and that would be an iser of Mashve Gumos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav explains, Hainu Shema Yira Gumos Bekarkois HaOtzar. You may see the holes in the floor of the storehouse over here. V'yavu Lashvosim. You're going to want to fill them in. You're going to smooth it out. V'afilu Ein Shem El Shalosh Arba Kupos Oser. And if there are only 3 or 4 Kupos over there as well, you're not allowed to remove all of them for the same rationale. It brings us down in the name of the El Yerabba. The Chofetz Chaim in Bir Halacha Shema Yavo brings down from the Shulta Giborim that if the boxes are all right next to each other, that if they're Mirutzov, then you don't have to be concerned about this. But the Chofetz Chaim himself says, I'm not sure if that's true. He says it may be totally on a machlokis, which Yemir Tzashem will learn in Shin Lamed Zayin. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagot. Wherever the rabbis permitted you to do something which would otherwise be forbidden, but you're allowed to do it because you're doing it for the purposes of a mitzvah, Mutter gam kein l'tzorech orchem. The same rule applies if you need it for guests. Housing guests is halachically the same over here as making this base medrash space over here. And wherever the rabbis permitted something for tzorech mitzvah, so achnotzas orchem is considered always the same category as tzorech mitzvah over here. V'lo mikrei orchem, and now the Ramah tells us a very important halach in achnotzas orchem. He says we don't call guests over here a need, if they're housed with you in your house, or you're inviting over people that are housed by somebody else, and you're inviting them over to your house to eat. He brings down the name of the Trumas Hadeshen. However, if you're just going and inviting somebody, when you invite friends over for lunch, that's not technically the mitzvah of Achnosas Orchem. It still may be a wonderful mitzvah, it still may be a wonderful thing to do. We're not knocking it, Chas V'Shalom. But he says, technically, this mitzvah over here that you're allowed to go be Mufana Ya'otza for is only if it's truly the mitzvah of Achnosas Orchem. You're housing guests over there, or the guests are being taken care of by somebody else, but they're now eating by you. So that's the mitzvah of Achnosas Orchem. In that situation, you can be mefaneh. But just stam to invite over your next door neighbor, well, that's a wonderful, nice thing to do. That's not technically going to fulfill the mitzvah over here, letzorech mitzvah, that we require in order to be mefaneh. However, That's not considered as an orchim. The ain't sudas mitzvah, rak sudas rishus. He brings that from the Beis Yosef over here, that is a nice thing to do, but that's still called a rishus, a voluntary type of a meal, and not a hachnosas orchim, sudas mitzvah type of a meal. A very interesting definition over here of hachnosas orchim. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Zayin says, whenever we have a shvus over here, for example, ayin and shin zayin sif hey, where this is discussed, what do we mean? And we're talking here about something that the rabbis normally didn't permit you to do, but allowed you to do it l'tzorach mitzvah. Sivkot and ches, l'tzorach orchim, you're allowed to do this for the mitzvah achnosas orchim, shabal abayis hamizamnam osim mitzvah, the one who's inviting them is doing the mitzvah, u'kamosh amru chazal, digdol achnosas orchim, yosim ekabolas p'nei ashkina. And this is a wonderful, wonderful mitzvah, as we know, that Avram Avinu took the three malachim in, and he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please wait while I take care of the mitzvah achnosas orchim, so the mitzvah achnosas orchim is even greater in some way than accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your house. Sivkot and Tes, the Mishnah Berurah says, but if you're just inviting your next door neighbor over, he has a place to stay, and you're just being friendly and social, that's technically not the mitzvah of Hachnosos Orchim. When we call Malkum, nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, im mazmin chaver shiovo l'chover harech, if you're inviting the next door neighbor over in order to give more honor to the guest that you're having, then your next door neighbor now has suddenly become the mitzvah hachnasas orchim as well, because his presence there will enhance the hachnasas orchim that you're doing for the guests by having a larger crowd, giving him more covered, whatever the situation may be. So therefore, that would also then be called hachnasas orchim, and if you need to be mefana a larger space, you'd be allowed to. If the suda itself is a sudas mitzvah, for example, you're making a siyam, or it's a sheva brachos, or some other sudas mitzvah itself, so then vaday pshita the shor lefanos lefi cheshbon kulam. Then you can invite your next door neighbor, you can invite other people, which may not be achnosas archem, but since they're participating in the sudas mitzvah, that would also be called over here a tzorich mitzvah of achnosas archem. Since we have a little bit of time still, let's do Siv Beis. The Mechaber writes, Keshe mefane elu arba o chamish kubos, when you're allowed with heter to go move up to the four or five boxes, lo yechalkem bekupos kitanos, don't empty them out into small containers to make it easy for you to carry. Lo lichem baharbi pamim, that you should make multiple trips, kedei lohokel amasui. So instead of making four big boxes over here and having to schlep them, it's very hard, you'll pour them into little boxes, you'll make 10 trips. That you're not allowed to do. Memeshe marbe behiluch, because in this situation, you're going to take more steps, have to do more trip, the afshal milsa tve, and that looks more like you're working over here, and that will end up publicizing the matter more, which is forbidden. So it's preferable to take fewer trips, a little bit more difficult each trip because they're heavier, than to pour them off into multiple small containers and make more trips that will be easier for you. The larger amount of trips is worse, that will publicize the matter more, so therefore make the smaller amount of trips, even though you'll have to work a little bit harder each time. With that, we conclude today's share.